We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I'm in Romans chapter 15, reading in verse 15. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort, as putting you in mind because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. I find it very interesting here that Paul, through pen of inspiration, begins his conversation about reaching out to the Gentiles with the gospel by saying this, all of this is because of the grace of God given to me. There is no ministry, there is no effective ministry that is not based upon the grace of God. You cannot be the right kind of parent without the grace of God. You can't be the right kind of grandparent without the grace of God. You can't minister the gospel without the grace of God. You can't be effective in any spiritual ministry without the foundation of the grace of God. Now, what does that mean? The grace of God is His gift to us to be able to do whatever He wants us to do. It's that ministry power, it's that ministry effectiveness to be able to carry out whatever God calls us to do. Do you realize, parent, that your role is a spiritual ministry? It's a spiritual ministry. You're not only guiding human beings in their physical well-being, you should be guiding them in their spiritual well-being. You remember, the body and the soul and the spirit are the three parts of a human being. To neglect two of them is to bring ruin. And so the grace of God was the foundation upon which the Apostle Paul says, I minister to the Gentiles, I minister the gospel to them because of the gift of the grace of God. I want to ask you this morning, are you enjoying the gift of the grace of God in your life? Do you know, as a Christian, you've been given that gift of the grace of God? Sometimes things get neglected, and we need to understand the Apostle Paul knew that all that he did in his ministry to the Gentiles had one foundation, and it was the wonderful grace of God. He mentions it over and over again in all of his epistles about the grace of God, because he, having lived in the flesh, lived religion in the flesh, it was very strongly impressed upon him that that falsehood of that religion of the past would not serve in the future and in the present. He must have the grace of God, and I'm so thankful for that. I hope you're thankful for the grace of God this morning, because without it, we are nothing. Without it, we don't know anything about Jesus Christ. Without it, we don't understand the Bible. Without it, we don't have the effectiveness to be the right kind of servant for Him. So may God acquaint us today with His wonderful grace so we might know it, that we might live by it, that we might be strengthened through it to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.